Harper Audio presents Dark Light by Leslie Livingston. Performed by the author. Copyright 2010 by Leslie Livingston. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Friday, November 13th, 1903. The old man lay crumpled on the flagstones in front of a Park Avenue brownstone, his lifeblood oozing from five small holes in his neatly buttoned tweed vest, like sap from a maple tree tapped in spring. Standing over him, pistol still smoking in his fist, was a man with glassy eyes, vacant of rational thought. A thrall, thought the dying man, and he wondered briefly who among his kind had stooped so low to send the poor, mindless mortal slave to do their unpleasant bidding. The old man's eyes rolled upward, gazing past the face of the thrall into a sky of blue so bright it squeezed tears from the corners of his eyes. He remembered when he had first set foot in this world, and his was the first. Others from his realm had followed, but he had been the one to lead them there. He had been the foremost of the fair folk, the most powerful, the one to discover a passageway between that other realm and this one. He had created the four gates, one for each court in the other world, for each turning point of the seasons. Doorways through which his kind could pass freely to savor the delights of this fresh, new world. That was in the days before mankind had stretched out his hand, before the forests had given way to the axe, before meadows had been paved over and rivers dammed. The old man had learned to live with humanity. And so had the fairy who'd followed him.